Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious, and all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world? Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Joining us once again, he's the boating program manager with the Utah Division of Recreation. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Yes, how you doing, Brian? And everybody out there. Well, I'm just going to say it's good. And as we laughed and struggled through going from a different name change of where I work, it's called the Division of Outdoor Recreation officially. So cool things, big changes. We're still doing the great work that we need to be doing for all you folks that are out there and partaking of our natural resources.
There's actually some really cool things that's going to be happening with these changes. Different office, outlook. You're just going to be able to do so much more with where you are.
Still, the program, really because of the funding sources that we have, there's a lot of look upon the motorized realm. But that is not where we need to have our blinders on and stop. With this new division that I work for, this is basically recreation of all types. This is everything. And so it's a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at stuff. And I just can't wait to see the support this division places in the state of Utah for all things recreation. And that's water, off-highway vehicle, boating, hiking, trails, mountain biking, everything. I mean, really, if it's recreating out in our natural resources, that's what our office will be doing and working with. So I'm really excited to have this coming up, and it'll give this old fat man something that he can get out and go and run around with and maybe lose a little weight, become a little bit more in shape and more in tune with nature.
I like it. You know, it does make sense, though, to have a division of recreation because not everything is done at state parks, and that always has been a little bit of a challenge for people to wrap their head around before.
And it literally is now placing it is, this is a statewide program. It's a statewide initiative to try to go through and do all things recreation with that. And as we're talking about boating, it's a statewide program of everything boating for the state. Is it a paradigm shift? Heck yeah, it is. Is it going to have its great days and bad days? Heck yeah, it is. With all change that comes with it, but it's going to be incredible. It'll be fun, and we're really hoping that we can start to see some benefits out there for our boaters. I mean, now, by any means, this change is not going to change anything. We're not going to make more snowfall out of the sky. We're not going to make rainfall out of the sky. We're not going to make sure that the reservoirs are nice and full. That is way outside of our control. We don't control the water levels in the reservoirs. We never will have that control of that. that's a whole different ball game, and that's something that I don't have the mental capacity to take care of and guess and do that. But the biggest thing we can do is push safety, push etiquette, and really try to give folks more information about where they can go and interact with our natural resources.
A lot of changes, but I know you got under control there. You've got a lot of fun things on the way here. This is going to be a cool year. The biggest thing, I guess, on most people's radar is the snowpack that we're dealing with right now. We're going to see some snow come through. We're starting to see some storms still coming through.
Do your research. Go look at your places. Find out where the water levels are. So I think we need to look at where we're at and make sure you know what those conditions are for that body of water. What are the launch ramp conditions that are there? I know we've been getting a big push, and this is one of these crazy things is we're trying to get this big push is, hey, we want detailed launch ramp descriptions, then we want to have it placed out weekly, and we want to have this, we want to have that. And I would love to say we could do that in the boating program, but it's still one of those things is we're, in essence, standing up this new division with a very limited amount of people that were there. And so we're trying to figure things out. We don't have all that support personnel and stuff to be able to get us through, but we're going to do the best we can. So as for those current conditions, we're going to do our darndest and our best between these two agencies to be able to get the information out there for people for the launch ramps. As for detailed conditions, I think that everybody wants to have as much as we can, but without having a whole lot of folks in there to be able to handle that type of situation and to get that information out, and plus not to make a website to where you're continually scrolling to try to find something that's on it. We want to make it easy. We're trying to do a stoplight. Green's good. Yellow has some restrictions on that. Red is closed. We'll have some type of blurbs about what is there for these launch ramps going through. Now, I know a lot of those launch ramps are going to be focused on state parks. We'll be focusing on others throughout the state and giving that information that is out there. Most federal agencies that are dealing with low water, I'm going to point out Lake Powell, the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, so Lake Powell, they are weekly or almost biweekly placing out press releases of the water conditions and ramp conditions. So if you wanted to sign up and get on those lists, or you can go to their website, you can pull those, you can get those current conditions, you can find out if a ramp is open or if it is closed. So they're doing the best they can. So if you're looking at Lake Powell, look at the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area's webpage and look at their media releases, because they do give some very detailed releases about what's going on and where you can launch and where you can't. But there's still plenty of places to go. You'll need to be very cautious. Fuel availability is not where it used to be. Dangling rope, half the fuel dock got taken to Waweep, and half the fuel dock got taken to Halls. You're sitting in a channel, so you're going to have to be careful and courteous to those who are out in those narrow channels, especially down at Lake Powell. But I don't want to make this a whole Lake Powell story, but check and make sure you know what's going on for that place, because that is, in essence, as I call, the boating mecca for the state of Utah. Everybody wants to make at least a trip once a year, if they can, to Lake Powell. So there's things there. So that's something moving up that way. And then what's in store for Flaming Gorge? I don't know. Flaming Gorge is low, but it's still plenty deep, and it's plenty boatable. But by all means, if you're passing through a town, please try to pitch a dollar in here and there and buy something in town to help those local economies out. Can they handle the instant change of having a whole bunch of people showing up in town? I've seen towns do it, but I would just say be careful of doing that. But make sure you support those local economies if you're going to go and visit there.
Very good advice. And the communities do need that. That's part of their lifeblood. It's an opportunity for these communities to thrive. And
yeah. So for state-ran waters, which most of them are state park-ran, you can go to state parks utah.gov website. You can get their current conditions there. Our boating website, we're still going to have that catch-all URL, boating.utah.gov. That'll get you to the boating webpage. I don't know how things are going to be built with that, but we're going to get something going there. But just look at those things. Strawberry, you can call Strawberry Marina. You could find out current conditions up there. You call the Forest Service if it's a Forest Service round body of water. Start looking at who administers the land around it, and you can try to get that information there.
Let's take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes when we return. We'll continue our discussion with Mr. Ty Hunter. He's the boating program manager with the Utah Division of Recreation. When we come back, we're talking about giving others around us extra space. Stick around, more fun is on the way here on Western Life Radio. Your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Call 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. He never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Bow fishing merges hunting and fishing skills while providing new opportunities for Utah's recreationists. We're looking for trophies next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the FASTER program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Trophy-sized carp can give you a battle. Guy Perkins with the Rocky Mountain Bowfishing Association gears up for the excitement.
I guess that's probably what I like the most, is kind of like hunting and fishing. So I shoot and then I can get it on the line and then fight it in. But I know in these tournaments, we oftentimes, somebody shoots a 35-pound fish in deep water, in 10 feet of water. You get a fish, it gets that much room to move, it's that big, and it'll really pull you around. My daughter and I shot 126 pounds a couple years ago, and we had to put two arrows in it. We're in a 14-foot boat. Both of us, our gear, the motor, the deal, and the fish pulled us around. They're an amazingly strong fish. You can't, as lowly as the carp is, you cannot chase them around and not gain some kind of a respect for them. Some of this young crowd really go nuts. They have a big fish category, so you can enter one big fish, and then they have a big five, so you can enter your top five. Or their open classes, you just enter as much weight as you can haul in. And I'm not kidding. I've seen guys haul in 2,000 pounds of fish. I'm just not ready to work that hard anymore. But I take a lot of people out during the summer, just people that are interested in trying to go. And I've never taken anyone, never. And I've taken, you name it, all sorts of different people. None of them have said that was a horrible experience, I never want to do that again. As a matter of fact, one couple that I took last year, they got so aggressive one with another that I finally said, look, you guys have got to be nice to one another and take turns. It was like trying to knock each other off the deck to get the shot. We're starting to make a difference. And the reason I know we're making a difference is because the carp themselves are getting larger. It takes you longer to shoot the same amount of carp. And the catfish are getting larger because we sink those carp so that the catfish can eat them. We encourage people to split them open. That's what the DWR wants us to do, so that we don't have dead fish laying around on the banks. And that's the way to get rid of them, whether you're angling them or whether you're shooting them with a bow fishing setup. And then it allows the catfish to get inside of them and eat. And the most telltelling sign that we have is that the back bays are starting to clear up. And I'd have never thought 8 years ago that I could have shot carp in this mud hole down here in clear water. And the thing I'm really pro on it is I think it's a good window for hunting for people that are new hunters, and particularly youth. The equipment nowadays, a kid that's 12 years old can certainly handle the equipment that they have available to them and shoot a carp. I started my 8-year-old grandson, and the thing I like about carp shooting is that if they miss, I mean, they get up there on a carp, and if they miss, they're going to get a chance to shoot another one in a few minutes. So they have a chance to learn as they go, where with your big game hunting, they could go out and maybe not even see a buck deer.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, RISE helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. RISE Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with RISE Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Let's talk about city lighting and light pollution. Light pollution happens when an area is so saturated with light that it completely overwhelms the night sky. The night sky is a thing of value, both in its beauty and as a reminder of our place in the universe. To lose it is a sad thing indeed. Now, nobody likes stumbling around in the dark, but there are certainly ways to use light more efficiently. Turn off your lights when you don't need them. Consider using timers or motion detectors. Shop for shielded lights or add shielding to existing ones. In the meantime, consider planning your trips to make dark sky astrotourism a part of your adventures. Utah has the highest concentration of certified dark sky places in the world. Our outdoor parks and monuments are wonderful places to see the stars at their best. If people will cross continents just to get a glimpse of the Grand Canyon, isn't the Milky Way worth it as well? And if we can successfully reduce our light pollution, we won't need to drive for hours just for a glimpse of the Milky Way. All we'll need to do is go sit out in the backyard. And that's a dream worth working towards.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host of this program. We have Ty Hunter with us. He's the boating program manager with the Utah Division of Recreation. And you know, there's some very interesting things going on right now. We are also encouraging folks to give each other a little extra space around themselves when they're boating.
So water is finite. We're going to have finite areas to work into. And this is really where I'd like to segue into and say, okay, we all want to go boating. We all want to go out. We all want to have a good time. But there may not be enough real estate for us all to just go and do what we want. We've got to go interact with people with courtesy. We've got to obey the laws. We've got to do our part. We've got to be good stewards. And we've got to be the leaders. We need more leaders that are going to go out there and show good examples. And society at that point in time, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it on our roadways. We're not seeing it really anywhere else. So please, this is your vacation. Have fun yourself, but don't ruin somebody else's vacation too. Be kind. Let's wave. Let's smile. Let's have a good time. Let's turn our stereos down and let's enjoy and play in that smaller body of water nicely with others and have that great and enjoyable time and teach your kids the right way of being great stewards of our waterways.
I love the way you explain that. That's exactly the way it needs to be. And if we don't play nicely in the sandbox, as you've said many times in the past, some of those opportunities may disappear for some of us.
And this is the pot calling the kettle black, and I'm a pretty black pot in using that terminology there. We've all become very opinionated with where we have things, and sometimes we want to voice our opinions out to others. But the biggest thing is can we turn around and look internally to ourselves? Do we know the laws? Are we striving to adhere to the laws? And what can we do to be an example to others that are out there? And that's really what it is. It's great. It's great to have the 2 to 3, 4, 5 thumper speakers on your tower. But does everybody need to listen to your music? Not everybody wants to listen to your music. Turn it down a little bit. There's a time and place for that. Start thinking about things about repetitive passes. If you're skiing and you're on a ski course, repetitive passes on a ski course, that's just it. That's the name of the game. But if you're wakeboarding, can we not make so many repetitive passes in areas? Because you are creating a wake, and it's great for those that you're pulling behind you. And sometimes you can slosh those wakes together and even magnify them even more to get some crazy things with the wakeboarding and even wake surfing. But how do the others feel on the body of water? How do the fishermen feel? How do the stand-up paddleboarders that are trying to learn how to stand up for that particular day, how are they feeling? How are the folks that are just at anchor or maybe rafted up with one another? Do they want to consistently have to try to worry about their boats banging together because you're passing back and forth all the time and around them? And that's the whole thing. It's a finite area. We've got to look at it. Start looking at different ways that would be great. Start looking at it. It's your neighborhood. Do you want the big truck or the ATV or the motorcycle or the little car that really has no exhaust on it at all running back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on your road? When you're trying not to run your cooler, do you want somebody to have a fire in your backyard so your house smells like a campfire next door? I'm trying to give these analogies. We all live in these places. We all want to get away and have time together, but we got to realize that our actions are affecting others while we're out there. So let's have good etiquette. Let's do good things. If you're going to push anything and do anything and you guys want to start something cool in the social media world, is show you doing something good. Show you doing something kind, something different that is not going to impact somebody else. And so get it to where we can get it and play together and have fun.
Speed and proximity is something we've covered in the past. There's actually a little bit of a movement to increase that distance to give people a little more buffer, if possible.
I'm not going to say anything's going to be happening legislatively, but national associations, they put together a program called Wake Responsibly. And that's the Water Sports Industry Association. And frankly, those are the folks that are seeing that, hey, if we were to do three things, if people would do three things, and especially when we're talking about wakeboards, wakeboard boats, and wake surfing boats, if wakeboard and wake surfing boats and their operators would do three things, there would be a better, enjoyable environment for everybody that's out there, and still they could have an enjoyable time out on the waterway. First one is increase your distance up to 200 feet as you pass, creating a wake from any other boat, from the shoreline, from our docks, our swim areas. Increase that 200 feet out. Now, all of a sudden, somebody's going to go, you just said that water is going to be finite and then the surface area is shrinking. It is. It might mean that one body of water, this is not feasible to do this anymore. Or we may have to look at it and say, capacity-wise, maybe we can't have that many boats on this body of water since it's shrunk down. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But that's where we've got to use our heads. But so increase that distance out to 200 feet. Say that a few times. But then the next one is, and I said this one before, is limit repetitive passes. Think about you trying to go to bed, and especially the springtime, we're trying not to turn on the cooler and use a lot of electricity because it's expensive. But we're going to naturally cool our house down. But who wants to hear a car at 10 o'clock at night running back and forth on the road with little or no muffler on it. And it gets to become a little bit annoying. And so think of that. If you make repetitive passes, that could be annoying to others that are around there. So what if you were to make one run or make a loop or however you want to say it around the reservoir instead of making a quarter mile run or a half mile run this way, turn around and going back the opposite route. And that's the whole deal, is change your behaviors and try to lessen your repetitive runs. And then lastly that I spoke about is turning music down. It may be the coolest, the most greatest thing out there, but not everybody wants to hear it. And they may have a big loud thumper that sits in their driveway, or they may be in the parking lot, but on this particular outing, they don't want to listen to music. So they want to have a good time, an enjoyable time. So please be courteous to those that are around there, and that in essence, a lot of our reservoirs are mountain-based, and they want to be there near the water, and they want to be on the water, but they don't want to be hearing the music from the city. So
that's true. I mean, a lot of folks, they go outside. They want to get away from the city. They want to get away from those other experiences. They want to enjoy the quiet for a little difference. It's the same thing, too, in the campsites. You go out there, and you're trying to get away from the construction noise and all the other noises from around town, and then you go to the campsite, and then you hear these generators kick on. Instead of hearing the crickets at night, instead of hearing those natural sounds you are craving and want to enjoy, you're hearing the noisy generators kick in. Again, we got to play nice together. Is there something I could do to make the experience better for everybody else around me?
Yep. Thank you. You summed it up all right there.
We all experience it. Everyone's looking for a different outdoor experience, and we certainly can appreciate having our tunes with us. I know my son loves to have his headphones on when he's hiking, but his music isn't everybody's music. Not everybody likes pirate metal, so it's everyone's got a different preference. So if you can keep it in a way that you can enjoy it yourself and not affect other people around you, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, play nice. Play nice, and I try to tell the kids, and back when scouts were scouts and we were there, it was like, all right, boys, you understand that, and not all the time it worked. And it ended up with me being awfully grumpy. But it's like your voices will carry a long ways. They carry a long way on the water. Noise carries a long way on the water, but they'll carry a long way on land too, especially when it's quiet. And personally for me, there's no better experience to hear the wind blowing through the trees, hear the water lapping up against the shore. Granted, every now and then, I'm not going to lie, I love to hear a big, powerful motor. I think it's great. I think there's certain things that I love in that. But I think each thing has its place. And that's what we need to be looking at, is what has its place? What's this place? And what would be the best here? And what would be the point that I'm not looked at as, ooh, it's one of those type of deal? Be one of those people they look at and go, wow, those are some cool people. We need to be more like them. And so that's lead by example piece.
Now, on the other side of this coin, if we don't learn these principles, if we don't learn to play nicely with each other, legislation might get into the way. I mean, other states, for example, before the interview, there are certain states that are actually requiring even odd days for different things because they can't play together. And I think Utah's residents are better than that.
Correct. Thank you for saying that. We are so much better than that. And we can work off of multiple use, and let's do it. And let's get there to where we can play and enjoy our water, our natural resources, and enjoy it nicely together. And we don't have to carve our name in rocks. We shouldn't be doing those types of things and just destroy the beauty that's out there, but let's just take it and enjoy it, pick up after ourselves, and it's some place that we can come back and go, wow, we were here. You can show your kids and just to have that drive to either make it better or to make it enjoyable, not only for yourself, but for everybody that is around. It goes from urban lifestyles to rural lifestyles to different cultures to wherever we come with that. We've all got to have an understanding of how to take care of our area and how to get along. That's really what it is. I think we can do it. And we don't want to end up like some areas in the Northwest and some areas on the Eastern Seaboard dealing with some of these crazy items that's going on with potential odd even days and things like that. So see what we can do to work together and play together.
Utah always has been a multi-use managed area. The trails, for example, they've always tried to make it so you can share the trail. OHVs and hikers and horseback and bikers. There's many ways we can enjoy these recreational areas, and we're seeing it on the waters too. You know, there's paddle boarders, there's kayakers, there's canoers, there's wakeboarders, there's the water skiers, there's the anglers. We all have a different focus on what we like to do. And we can play together if we play together nicely in the same sandbox.
And you got to look at it. You have different names for each one of those, but every one of you are boaters. You may have different thing. You have an angler. I'm saying anglers that are using boats out there, because usually an angler that fishes from the boat won't call themselves a boater. They're a boater. Stand-up paddle boarder, they won't call themselves a boater. They're a boater. We can go in the wake surfer, or they're a boater. There's a non-motorized motorized. They're boaters. We've got to look at it. We are one big conglomerative group, and in doing that, we've got to be able to have fun and have it together.
I guess the only one that isn't a boater is the shoreline angler, and he doesn't have much say, but he is affected by those other boaters if they're going back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and for anybody that has done that, or that's the other thing, too, is we're not all interacting with just boaters. We're interacting with people on the shoreline. We're interacting with people that may be in the picnic areas, and they may not even go down and dip their feet into the water or even get close to it. They just want to be out in the picnic and enjoy and have a good time with their family. So that's what I'm trying to put out, and especially with that whole wake responsibly. That is not only dealing with just wakeboards. Think about it in different perspectives with that. If you have a stereo, turn it down. You don't have to listen to it loud. Minimize your repetitive passes. That can happen on shore. That could happen on the loops in the campground. It can be used in a lot of things. And the other thing is to kind of keep your distance. Keep your distance from folks. Don't come and sit down next to them. I mean, it may be that that's all the space that there may be, and that's fine in those given things, but man, we have a lot of area. Spread out, enjoy, and have great interactions with one another. But sometimes it's not all bad to do it from a distance.
I know where you're coming from. You sit there on a little spot of your own. You get there really early so you can get a good spot. And next thing you know, you have people in between you and your other family members that you're trying to take care of. And that makes it hard, because then they cross your lines and when you're fishing on the shoreline, and it's not as fun as you think it might be.
Yeah. So it's taken from fishing to, I don't want to digress. The big thing is just make sure we give space, be courteous, and go from there. I mean, they can go to dispersed camping. I mean, give some space. Don't just come in and plop your stuff out right over top of somebody else.
Ty Hunter, I want to thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Okay. Thank you, and appreciate it, everybody, and have a great and safe spring and end of the summer.
Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt. no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
In an effort to foster a peaceful environment on all waterways, Wake Responsibly is a campaign that educates homeowners and boaters about courteous behavior to ensure every moment on the lake is safe and enjoyable for all. In 2015, ocean engineer and naval architect Clifford Gowdy scientifically studied and collected wave energy data on the characteristics of boat wakes. WSIA analyzed the data to develop recommendations to protect shorelines, docks, and other personal property. First on the list is this. We highly recommend that all wake surfing take place in the middle of any given waterway whenever possible. However, if you run at least 150 feet or more from any shoreline or dock, your wakes and waves will have enough time to dampen and minimize any effect. Did you also know that the wave you surf on is 10% higher and generates 23% more energy than the opposite side? As a courtesy, we also suggest that you present the non-surfing side to the closest shoreline. If the water level is abnormally high, these practices will help protect docks from flooding and inconveniencing homeowners. It's not just boat wakes that we asked you to consider, though. We realize marine audio stereos are better and louder than ever, and we all like to crank the tunes from time to time. But please consider time of day and the situation to be considerate of homeowners who might prefer calm and peace over the weekend's new album on blast. Minimizing repetitive passes is also a simple way to avoid conflicts with homeowners. We all seek the calmest line for wakeboarding and skiing, but glassy water is not as crucial for wake surfing. After a few passes along any given shoreline, take a break or move on to another spot. In order to protect our favorite activity for years to come, we hope you realize that you must follow these guidelines and help us spread the word to those who might not understand. Don't be afraid to approach another boater who is acting out of line and kindly explain the code of conduct so that wake sports may be accessible for many generations to come. Join us and take the pledge to wake responsibly today. Head over to wakeresponsibly.com for more information.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from a broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Do your part to minimize light pollution to maximize night sky viewing. Smart options are available. We'll discuss the benefits next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Minimize light pollution to maximize your views to the night skies. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium discusses this growing problem out in the West.
Ours is struggling to keep track of the light pollution coming in from, of all places, Grand Junction, Colorado. So as Grand Junction grows, the glow in the night sky is really visible from Arches. You actually improve safety by having appropriate lighting. One of the problems is because the new LED lights are so cheap, people have just gone hog wild and just bought them and turned them on in places they don't need them. As a result, people literally lose their night vision, which means that as soon as the lighting diminishes away from these super bright glaring LED lights, then you can't see what vehicle or person or something is just hidden in shadows a little bit, and that's when you get into trouble. So safety goes up, costs come way down when people are smarter about their lighting. And when you do that in the vicinity of a national park, then tourist dollars go way up and revenue per park visitor goes way up. And this is something that people are recognizing, not just in Utah, but parks all over the place. I know the Big Bend National Park down in Texas had a dramatic increase in visitors and decrease in nighttime accidents. And they saved money when they changed their lighting scheme. Rather than just throwing up lights everywhere they could think of, they were smarter about where the lighting went.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Exploring the West with its treasures abounding.
the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Wild and free, the song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free, in the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.